Some heartwarming images are coming out of Boston. The 120th Boston Marathon is on. The wheelchair race started shortly after 9 this morning. It was followed by the elite women start, then the elite men at 10. Alex Ashlock is at the finish line. Alex, start with the men. Who won?
Well, the men's winner today, an Ethiopian, Lemmy Haley, defeated Lalisa De Sisa, who was the winner of last year's Boston Marathon. He won the race fairly easily. The women's race, again, was very tight at the beginning and in the middle as well. But another Ethiopian, Atseda Besa, came out of nowhere, Robin. She made up a minute and 20 seconds in the last 4 miles of the race, and she won going away. So that was that was kind of a surprise.
And dramatic to watch. What about the wheelchair competition?
Yeah. Wheelchair competition. I'm looking at the stat sheet for the men's wheelchair race. Here are the times for the first three finishers. Mm-hmm. 1 hour, 24 minutes, 0.1 second. 1 hour, 24 minutes, 0.2 seconds. 1 hour, 24 minutes, 0.3 seconds.
Oh, my
Marcel
goodness.
Hoog of Switzerland. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I don't think I've ever seen a first three like that. Marcel Hoog of Switzerland was the winner in that race, a sprint to the finish. Ernst van Dijk of South Africa, second. And Kurt Fearnley of Australia was third in the wheelchair race on the men's side. Over on the women's side, Robin, the woman that we know from being on Here and Now, Tatiana McFadden, she just continues to make history at the Boston Marathon. She won for the fourth straight year, and she goes to London on Sunday this week, this Sunday, to try to win the London Marathon. So unbelievable that she can do that in 1 week.
It's just always so inspiring. And speaking of which, Alex, we only have a few seconds here, but we know more than two dozen survivors of the bombing 3 years ago participating today. Just your sense of that.
Well, I saw Adrienne Hazlett Davis, who lost half her left leg, the professional dancer. I saw her running in the race. Also Patrick Downs, who also lost a leg in the race. They were out there on the course today. Again, very inspiring to see them on the 120th Boston Marathon.
Patrick and his fiancée, now wife, both lost legs. So I'm sure she's cheering like crazy from the sideline as well.